I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The National Party has announced a series of different policies surrounding the education system, including mandating cell phones, testing, teaching hours and reporting. University of Auckland Professor of Education Peter O'Connor is just one of the academics in education who is highly critical of these policies. I spoke to him about his opinion piece published on Newsroom Aotearoa, which is titled National is Going All Nanny State on Us. I also spoke to him about what policies our education system needs most. So you've described the National Party as believing in a nanny state when it comes to the education system. Could you elaborate on what you mean by this?
Nanny state is a term that's been around for a long time, and it suggests that the state really wants to get involved right down in the very baseline of everyday kind of operations. And it seems that although it's a party of the right, one place that it really wants to intervene and to be right in the face of teachers and principals of schools. So nanny state, yep, they want to mandate this, they want to mandate that. They really don't trust teachers and principals to get on with the job.
And so how do National's policies on mandates on phones, testing, teaching hours and reporting contrast from previous arguments made by the party surrounding what's best for the education system?
Well, they used to argue that it was, you know, and in fact that was what Tomorrow Schools was all about, and they've been, you know, strong supporters of that, is that they've been powerfully interested in leaving decisions up to local boards of trustees and principals and saying, you know, that's where those kinds of decisions should be made. The idea that Wellington should determine what happens in local areas is something that the National Party has always been opposed to, but the one place they don't trust local people to get on with things is schools.
Much of National's education policy seems to stem from ideas that Aotearoa's schooling achievement levels aren't where they should be. Do you think this is really the case?
No, it's not the case. It's a manufactured crisis. New Zealand is still one of the top leading education school providers in the world. Our achievement levels have not tailed off. You know, I was listening to Christopher Luxon on the radio last week describe schools as appalling. Schools aren't appalling. Teachers aren't appalling. He's a teacher basher. He has a long history of bashing teachers. The National Party has a long history. John Key used to do it with a little bit more charisma than Christopher Luxon. But this idea that teachers who are failing, schools that are failing, and they're using that to drive policies which are intensely unpopular within the sector. It's disingenuous. I don't think it's particularly honest. If you look at the statistics, if you look at the OECD, you look at the PISA ratings, New Zealand's so-called decline is perhaps a plateau, but we are still amongst the very best education systems in the world. I find it distressing to hear the amount of teacher bashing that Luxton gets away with.
And how harmful are these narratives that the National Party is pushing for the way that we view our teachers across society?
Oh, I think it's enormously damaging. You know, when he stood up and he introduced his policy, he talked about how appallingly schools and teachers had done during COVID. And that was deeply, deeply insulting. I was heavily involved with schools during COVID and after COVID. And to suggest that teachers had somehow done a really appalling job was deeply insulting. We're having a real problem attracting teachers into the profession, and part of it stems from this kind of negative stereotyping of teachers, that they're inadequate, they're not up to the job, they're doing all these kinds of things. My personal experience and my professional experience argue something completely different.
And so in terms of a possible National Act coalition government, and in terms of the ACT Party's policies towards education, do we know where this could possibly leave the educational system?
Well, I think, you know, it's clear that David Seymour sees himself as the next Minister of Education. He's been saying as much around Auckland for months. It certainly is not the Minister for Education. He'll have a ministerial responsibility. I have no doubt charter schools will be back, and they learned from their mistakes of the last time that they didn't truly embed them, and they'll embed them into the New Zealand system so that it will be almost impossible to get rid of them, and it will have a huge impact on free education schools that won't be open for profit. That will be a significant change. The ACT Party are talking about voucher systems, which is an extreme right-wing ideological experiment that's failed all over the world. I'll guarantee the New Zealand history curriculum will disappear. I think the shifts and the changes and the ideological push right out to the right with an axe national government will be really harmful for the kind of education system that we've prided in this country, which is rich, broad, engages children beyond the basics.
What does the education system really need from parties in terms of the upcoming election?
I think it needs to depoliticise. You know, we had an education system that for years, give or take some minor changes, parties agreed on. In fact, I think one of the things that Chris Hipkins did was to promise huge upheaval and then backed away from it, came to some kind of a truce with Nikki Kaye, and things could just kind of move on so that there was some stability, not these wild swings. So that's certainly one thing I think our system needs. It needs real genuine investment. There are huge mental health and neurodiverse issues that schools sweep up and have to deal with. And there's been an underfunding in those areas from both sides of government for decades, and that really needs to be resolved. At the heart of everything, you know, we need kids who are well-fed, clothed, warm and dry when they turn up to school. They come from homes where there are books in them, where there are loving, caring parents. Those are the kinds of things which at the end of the day will drive the success that I think all New Zealanders want from schools.
And so across the board, are parties currently doing enough?
No, they're not. I've been critical of the Labor government approach over the years. I think it's been piecemeal, the kinds of shifts and changes that they might have made. They haven't. Certainly there's nothing in the National ACT Party policies that will drive any change. What it will really do, we'll just put them on a war footing with teachers and principals who won't buy into the ideological drive that's been pushed. I think this is a really important election for education, because I think that the push, especially the ACT Party policies, if they get into government with the National Party, the education system in this country will be unrecognisable in 3 years' time.
That was Peter O'Connor, Professor of Education at the University of Auckland, speaking to me about the National Party's education policy.